Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy, Buddy, Buddy.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Talisha, and on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
To the EX. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back, and knew my frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked, and I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what is foul, what you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in.
Welcome back to GQ Palace, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm. And I should have, I believe, one of my fellow divas will be calling in. Diva, are you there yet? Okay, maybe not. But, oh, there she is. Okay, there she is.
Yes, Ray Queen is
all
in
right.
the building.
All right. So this is Miss Ray Queen, Miss Sissy and Fabulous, on the air with us tonight. We'll be celebrating, of course. Ray Queen is our host, one of our hosts. We'll be celebrating her birthday here on the show this evening. So, of course, if you want to call in and give you a shout-out or whatever the case may be, please do so. Show my girl some love. Just a little bit about GQ Palace, the fantasy. This is an adult show, but tonight kids please call in as well. Doesn't matter. Call in and show some love. So we take text messages and, you know, via emails and all that stuff too, showing some love. So we're here every Wednesday night, every single week, starting at 8 p.m., where we do have adult topics. We do a little bit of politics here and there. We interview here and there. But our main, you know, our main goal is just to pretty much give you some input on your topic each and every Wednesday here at GQ Palace. So GQ Palace does have other shows as well, a Tuesday show and a Friday show. So you can check us out Tuesdays and Fridays as well. But with that being said, welcome, welcome, welcome. Ray Queen, how are you in this celebration week?
I am blessed and highly favored. Yes, blessed by the best. I feel great. I do. I feel so super great and honored to have been given the opportunity to make it to this milestone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we know many are not as lucky, you know, for whichever, you know, the reason is. But we do know that any day above ground is a blessing. We are just thankful that you are able to be here with us and see the years on the, in the land of the living. On the land of the
Amen.
Living. So Rachel was doing a countdown this week for her birthday. It's so funny. You want to count down. Taking a picture with the crown. Let everybody know it's her birthday. And she's celebrating and this is a milestone.
Yes. We've been crowning all week.
That's excellent.
I've had one on
my
bling.
Oh, your bling.
I've had the bling crown on all week during the countdown, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Thursday, which is tomorrow, I have my favorite color, which is rose gold, a rose gold clown, a crown and sash. And it's going to be very nice. I'm going to post some beautiful pictures up on Facebook. And I'm going to have a fabulous busy weekend. Yes.
Okay, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. I'm just letting the ladies know. Everyone's saying happy birthday, happy birthday. And I call in and say happy birthday. But just, you know, letting everybody know it's out there. The number to call is 319-527-6761. Press 1 to go on the air to show your love and give you a shout out. So we're definitely going to, we're celebrating you tonight, but we do have a topic as well. So with everything that's going on in the world, it's a lot going on, and there was just a shooting down in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know if you've seen, but the other day there was a shooting. If I understood, it was a transgender female. People saying transgender, I'm saying it's a female. She has a female name, and she looks just like a female. And it was, to my knowledge, it is, as long as I can remember, the first female to shoot up a school.
Lord.
You hear about
no,
the
I didn't
kids.
See this one.
You hear about the search Nashville, Tennessee. Knoxville.
Okay.
Knoxville, I think it is. Is it Knoxville or Nashville,
uh-huh.
Tennessee? Search it up, though. It's been on the news.
Okay.
So you could definitely look it up and you'll see, you know, for yourself.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to just talk a little bit about that and just, you know, talk about how, like, what the world is coming to, you know, like, what do we think is happening? What's the next move that, you know, as parents, you know, these are small babies, too. The small babies that were killed. So it is sad. I think it was, like, maybe two adults and I think, like, four kids, I believe. It's just sad.
Wow.
It's very sad. I do have my phone charging. I didn't realize I had 18%. So where all my information is on my phone, I'm just winging it. But also there was a there was a shooting, not a shooting, excuse me. There was a stabbing in Lindenhurst, Long Island, out here in Suffolk County.
Ooh.
And I think this was a 12-year-old. And a 13-year-old and a 12-year-old. A 12-year-old stabbed a 13-year-old at the school, middle school.
Uh-huh.
Middle school. And this was all I'm going to say is a day apart. A day apart. And then I just want to bring it to us real quick. Did you also see online where the wife killed her husband while she was on Facebook Live?
I heard about
Search
that.
Mississippi.
Oh my gosh. What are these people thinking?
I read it and this is just this week alone. I'm sure there's many other things going on in the world. But as we were, you know, planning for the show, just different things were happening and I was like, oh my God, like you have to mention you know, all of them. And just, you know, take a few seconds and, you know, and talk about them. And, you know, it's just very unfortunate, you know, very unfortunate. With everything that's happening in the news, I didn't find anything good. Just saying. I didn't find anything good. I found everything was bad news. Nothing was good news. The only good news I had was that it was your birthday and we're celebrating, you know? So that was my good news. But on top of that was all bad news. Of, you know, different things that, you know, that I was seeing online and it brought me back to thinking of with the shooting and the wife who killed her husband in Mississippi. That made me think of domestic violence against men, you know? That made me think of that, it touched my heart, you know. Someone had put up a post. You know how people do, like, memes, you know. They put a meme up, and the meme was saying, there's a lady and a man together in a car, and the lady has a gun to the man's head, and she's saying, death to his heart. And they said that the wife has sent it to her husband on Facebook, you know. But then if you read the story behind it, you know, her complaint was that he didn't help out in the house, you know, and that he was always out with his friends drinking and having a great time. And they have four babies. And that she was taking care of the kids. And, you know, it was an argument that escalated. And he was trying to leave. He was trying to leave to, you know, to just defuse the situation. And as he was trying to leave, she didn't want him to leave. And there was a statement that was made when she was like, oh, I'll kill you. I'll kill you, you know. And then you heard, because you didn't see anything live on Facebook. You just heard it. So I guess there must have been a conversation that was happening or an altercation that was happening. The phone dropped. So you could hear, but you couldn't see what was going on. But you hear her threaten him. And then you hear the gunshot go off. And then you hear her screaming. And you hear the kids screaming. And you hear her say she didn't know that there was a bullet. She killed him with a 9mm. She's saying that she didn't know that there was a bullet. in there, and she shot him. Yep. And then she was saying, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail. But yet, now you've left these babies, you know, with no father and no mother, because now you want to jail. You know,
okay,
all over,
one.
You know, you feeling that, you know, he didn't help out around the house, and I'm not sure what went wrong with the communication, or as for us adults, lack of communication amongst one another with our roles in helping in the housework and housework and doing it as a team, you know. So definitely, it's sad though, you know, because there is domestic violence against men. It's not just against women; it's against men too. And it's just a lot of times you don't hear anything about it. You know,
men
feel like if they say something, then you know, if men are getting, you know, abused, it's like people look at it and they frown upon it, you know, where women do it and it's like, oh, okay, well, he's hitting her and this, that, and the other, and they take that more serious than they do the men. And I think that that's sad because domestic violence and abuse goes both ways.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree. Absolutely. It's just so sad. Now, I don't know if they had a history of domestic violence. You know, I don't know their story or whatever, but come on, you have a complaint about the way your husband or mate or whatever is, and y'all have kids together, y'all live together, and y'all, you know, you have a problem. Address that problem. Your approach as an adult now, as an adult, should be respectful. You know, you're representing, first and foremost, yourself and your beliefs. And, you know, so where's, Lord Jesus, this, now we can go, I'm not going to go that deep. But anyway, women, know your worth. Know your worth. If you're willing to settle for anything less than what you deserve, then you go ahead and do that, but don't get mad at the male that you allowed to walk over you, you know, or you just got to know yourself, know your boundaries, know your, what ticks you, what brings you to that point of, you got to know yourself, and you got to know yourself where, I mean, and who knows, this man could have been doing the best that he could, and just one little thing could have triggered her. We don't know what she was going through, depression, or,
We don't know. You know what?
And
we
she said that
know,
she didn't think.
But the one thing.
Right.
Sorry, the one thing we do know for sure is, when you read it up, it said that they have been together many, many years since they were young. They were together. So it wasn't a new relationship. You know, they had been together since, I think, was it middle school, I think it was? They had been together for a very long time.
In my experience, I had experienced being in a relationship for a very long time since, you know, it started in junior high school. And, you know, lasted many years. I had children by this person. I ended up marrying this person, which I'm not with this person. Been, you know, it's been over for a long time. However, there were red flags in the beginning. There were red flags a quarter of the way in. There were red flags midway. There were red flags three quarters of the way. There were red flags even right before I married, you know. But my self-worth, my self-esteem was not always where I needed to be. Fast forward to now, I'm so grateful that, and I don't feel like it was a waste of time, because at times in my depression in the past, I thought, oh, what a waste of life. No one's ever going to want me again. I'm never going to, you know. No. You gotta see those red flags and don't ignore them. I ignored the red flags. I ignored them, and I thought that, you know, oh, just because I love him, but damn, did I love myself? enough to not endure what I allowed myself to go through, and even, you know, put my children through, and even put my marriage through, because there are so many times where I lashed back, call myself fighting back, and, you know, I bust the windows out your car, you know? I mean, don't get to the point where it's toxic, you know? And I'm not blaming the men, I'm not blaming the women, but people, know yourself, have self-respect, worth, and just know your limits, know yourself, and act accordingly.
And know, I think, and know when it's time to let go, you know? I think know when it's time to let go, that has to, as people, that's something that we have to work on also, is that when it's done and it's ran its course, you know, and that love isn't love anymore, it's fighting, it's war, it's, you know, it's not us against the world, now it's me by myself, you know, it's war, you know, you have to know that nothing good is going to come from that, you know, and if you're not willing to communicate about it, and you're not willing to say, hey, we have a problem, and accept the responsibility of you may be the problem, you know, whether it's male or female. If you're not willing to accept that, one, there's a problem, and two, you might be that problem, and help trying to figure out a solution, then that means nothing good is going to come. That means
nothing changes.
You know? Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what happens in these relationships where, yes, you might be together since you were, you know, in middle school or junior high school, whatever it may be, you know, but reality is that you're not the same as you were when you're 15 and 20, as you are when 30, 40, and 50.
Right.
You're not the same, you know. You're not the same. Life's not the same. The person you're with is not the same. We got to figure out that each day there's a daily struggle, there's a change in life. And I just pray that, I know me personally in my life that I'm living, I pray that God continues to order my steps and continues to just put me in the right path to do all the right things, you know, according to his plan, since we really don't know what the plan is, you know, we just hope that what we're doing is accordingly, but I just pray that he continues to give me, you know, the opportunity to live righteously, you know, live the way he would have wanted me to live. So, and in the course of living this life, not to be, what's the right word? Not to be an issue or a problem to others, you know, don't let my thoughts and my feelings destroy my relationships with different people. You know, but at the same time that he gives me the strength and gives me discernment when dealing with all situations. So I just, you know, I pray for that, and I pray for anyone that's going through a storm, that if, whether it's mentally by yourself or whether it's with other people or whether it's spiritually, we're praying for you here on GC Palace, because a struggle is a struggle. And it's terrible when you're struggling by yourself. That's when you feel alone, and that's when you feel depressed. But you have to also learn to love your loved ones, you know? It's okay to say, I need help. It's okay to say, I don't know what I'm doing, you know? And when you're weak, God will give you the strength to make you strong. You know, and you are a walking testimony for yourself, because you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is okay to not be okay. I repeat,
Absolutely. It's
okay to not be okay. You have to speak to someone, reach out to someone. I've suffered with depression for a long time, and I remember not being comfortable with admitting it. I didn't want to be on, you know, I didn't want to have to go on some medication or, you know, go to a crazy house. Or, you know, I didn't, all sorts of things, you know. So I didn't tell people. I didn't speak about it. I didn't, I just dealt with my insecurities and my depression. And, you know, I dealt, I wasn't dealing with it in the way that I should have and I could have, but I was keeping it a secret, you know. And the worst thing that you could do is keep it a secret. The worst thing that you could do is keep it a secret. Now, there were people I was speaking, one or two people that I was speaking to, and they were like, oh, no, you ain't got depression. You're not, you know. And I'm like, look, you, I think I do. You don't know. I'm telling you, you know, because they themselves were in denial of what they were feeling or what they had gone through or what they had, you know. But it took
they don't know your fight, right?
And the struggle is real. No. It took me. I thought something else was wrong, and I drove myself to the emergency room. I'm like, look, I think I caught some type of old man's disease or something, because I was working in a nursing home for my very first time in my life. So I'm thinking I done caught an old man's disease or old woman's disease or something from one of the elderly people. And I'm like, look, I feel like, you know, I'm walking into spider webs wherever I walk, wherever I go. But meanwhile, I look in the mirror and I'm not. I feel like the mole on my leg is growing in front of my eyes at times. I'm like, something is just not right. I feel like I've gotten sick, you know, from, I swore that I had gotten sick from someone else. No, I was suffering from panic attacks because I was overwhelmed and overstressed, which was aiding to my depression and causing me to have panic attacks. So I had to reevaluate myself and let those around me know, you know. Well, first I asked the doctor, okay, well, what can I do to eliminate this? The doctor mentioned medication. This was way back in the day now. And I'm like, no. I refuse to be one of those people that you look at and, oh, she on cuckoo. She got to take her cuckoo pills. She got to take her crazy pills. Or he got to take her, his crazy pills. No. But so I said, okay, there's another way. I know there's another way. The doctor said, eliminate your stress. Eliminate some things around you. Eliminate those triggers. So I started eliminating the triggers. And allowing God to just do what I trust him to do and not struggle back and forth with it, you know. And I'll be damned if within the next few weeks, like literally less than 2 weeks, within the snap of a finger, it all changed for me. It was an eye-opener. It was an eye-opener, and it was only the beginning. It was only the beginning of a long road of depression and anxiety that I suffer from, you know? So at that time, I was overwhelmed with, you know, jobs and trying to be a better mother, trying to be a better mate to someone who I never should have been with in the first place, you know, and just allowing a lot of things to just overwhelm me, not dealing with my inner me.
This life, it's just, it's a life. People don't realize that they could see you and you could smile and you could be happy, but that doesn't mean you're not broken. You know, that doesn't mean you're not broken inside and you're not fighting demons. And the thing is that as people, we fight things that people don't even know about, you know. You might see me and I might just be happy and smiling, and my life to you, my life may be wonderful, you know, but you don't know if I'm broken inside or if I'm going through something or if I'm fighting the demons and, you know, having nightmares and stuff. You don't know, you know, so that's why I believe that, you know, you have to be mindful with what you say to people and how you treat people. You know, you do have to be. I was having this conversation today with my coworkers, and I said, people don't realize it's important the way you treat people, you know, the way you talk to people.
Oh, yeah.
That's important because you never know what that person may be going through, you know, and you might be that reason that that person snaps, or you may be the reason why that person does something to themselves. just by your words alone, because your words are deadly, you know, and a lot of people don't realize it. Your words are very hurtful, you know, your words are hurtful, and we have to be mindful how we treat people, you know, and if someone tells you that you hurt their feelings or you said something some kind of way, then you as being an adult, you need to apologize. You need to make it right, you know?
Uh-huh.
Don't sit up on a pedestal in a high horse and feel like you did nothing wrong. If someone says you hurt their feelings, you hurt their feelings, you know? So, but real quick, I know we're celebrating your birthday, Ray Queen, but also happy birthday to my mother's brother, Uncle Pee-wee. Dave Williams, happy birthday to him. He's actually 69 today. I don't know why I thought he was younger, but he's 69 today, all the way in New Jersey, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Definitely shout out to you, Uncle. You know, and
happy birthday,
you know, from your, like, from your baby sister. You know, and happy birthday to anyone else celebrating a birthday this month. It is not Capricorn season. You know, it's my favorite season. It's not Capricorn season. It's Yes, Rachel, do a two-step, even though you injured. Yeah. And take a shot at the same time. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Take a shot at the same time, do a two-step, and I can't sing, but happy birthday, my love, my sister. Happy birthday. I could sing in the shower. I don't know if you would want to hear it, but, you know, I'll leave the singing to the singers. I am not one. But real quick, Nina Trent, back in the Spion days, says happy birthday. Aitita says happy birthday. We got, let's see. We appreciate you guys for showing love, And of course, you know, happy birthday on behalf of GQ Palace Radio. You know, we want to wish you a happy birthday here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Thank
you. Miss Roberta may be calling in a little bit. And you got your likes already, just so you know. You got, of course, Miss Mobetta. You have your sister, Selena Gamble, Lori West, Stacey Austin. Happy birthday. Look at you getting your love.
Thank you, everybody.
Getting your love.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you
for all the birthday shout-outs.
And I must definitely give a shout out to my boo. I came home to one of my favorite meals, fried shrimp tonight. I definitely want to say thank you to my boo. Thank you, boo. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, boo.
You know,
thank you, boo. Thank you for keeping a smile on her face and treating her as she deserves, as a true queen. We thank you, you know, for all that you do. And we see the smile and the glow on her face. And we thank you for that. You know, some people don't know when they touch your heart at all the right times and all the right moments. They don't realize it, you know. That one flower, that single rose, or that, you know, that kiss that has that that intimate soft kiss, or just a hug of, you know, I love you, you know, I'm proud of you, happy birthday, you know, all of that means something. So we see
Amen.
You,
Amen.
We see you, and we appreciate you.
I appreciate it. No problem.
Did you hear him?
Oh, I did. Okay, boo. I hear you. I heard you, boo.
That's boo.
Yes.
That's boo.
Yes, so love is real. So, yeah, so definitely. How's the weather there? Is it warm?
The weather is warm. We got up to 80-something a few days ago. It's been a little bit chilly, but beautiful. Spring is in the air. The birds are chirping. The flowers are already blooming. Oh, my gosh. It's so beautiful. People were literally at their pool a few days ago. It was so warm. You know, it wasn't a bad
wow.
But anyway.
Yeah. Oh, stop it. But it was people. But here, I want to say this morning or yesterday morning, I think it was about 35 degrees. And then I think over the weekend on Sunday, I think the temperature did get up into, I think, the 70s. But this
wow.
is, I can't wait for summer. I'm not a summer baby, but I love the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I love the warm,
mm-hmm.
fresh air. I love the sitting outside with your feet up, you know,
mm-hmm.
with your hookah and your drink and your book.
Hello.
I love it.
Shine a light on.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's happening, ladies? What's going
hey, girl,
on?
Hey.
Got the birthday girl in the building.
Yes.
What's happening?
I got my lip gloss on. I got my crown on.
It's popping. You popping tonight?
Yeah. Yes. So we were, you know.
What's the night
is? Yeah. So pretty much, we're of course, you know, we're celebrating Ray Queen for her
okay.
birthday. People are, you know, commenting on Facebook, and we had opened the phone lines for anyone that wanted to just not be shy and press the one button to say happy birthday to her.
Okay.
We're just letting her know the comments and stuff in the meantime. But we're also talking about a couple different things real quick. We mentioned the shooting down in Nashville,
okay.
Tennessee, the woman who shot up the school. And
yeah.
we talked about that. I don't know if you looked that up at all, but we talked about that. Just real brief, you know, just different things that was going on in the news.
Okay.
That we wanted to, you know, touch on. And then it was the wife who killed the husband while she was on Facebook.
Mm.
She was on Facebook Live.
That was crazy.
Down in Mississippi. Yeah, down in Mississippi. So we did speak, you know, about that as well. So we were pretty much, you know, went to a couple different things.
I want to touch on
that
subject.
Hold on. We even went as far as the two kids, the one 12-year-old, I believe he was, stabbed the kid in the school in
yeah.
Lincolnhurst right here in Suffolk County. So we spoke
Absolutely.
About that. But go ahead, Ms. Loretta.
Mm-hmm. No, firstly, all of this stuff with, it's a shame because now we're going to have to start treating schools like prisons. You know, as far as the security goes, you know,
mm-hmm.
13 kids bad. Now, the one in Nashville, I'm not comparing it to the stabbing, however it is, because that situation right there is crazy. That's a whole nother show that we have that we have had as far as people's mental stability goes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nobody really in their right mind would get up. Well, not get up and just go shoot something. You planned that out. You had a whole
mm-hmm.
plan, a map, and everything to say you're going to shoot up the school. So what I want to know, what kind of trauma did that thing suffer from to make you sit down and plan and go kill people like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like that right there
mm-hmm.
is crazy. And they need to be interviewing the parents a little more. You know, to try to get a little insight of who this girl was. You know, did the school
right.
Shine on her because she wanted to be transgender? Did somebody touch her? or whatever the case was. Mm-hmm. There's something that has to happen for it to make sense to me. You know,
right.
To school, and out of stabbing with this kid again. Now you got to start either kids having clear backpacks, which that doesn't mean anything either, but metal detectors and stuff when these kids are coming into school. So you can't say that it's not going to happen at your school, because in a million years, those people down in Texas would have never thought nobody was going to come shoot up that little small school, very small school. You know, nobody would ever thought that would happen either. So now you have to heighten your measures when it comes to protecting the children and you know, the staff. You have to take these other measures. You're going to have a lot of parents like, oh, my child, you know, it's invasion of privacy. And it's just the world is going wild. The world is going wild, period. Now, on to the lady that killed her baby daddy on Facebook Live. Now, that whole situation seemed like it was toxic, period. And us divas always talk about all the time, this is Miss Mo Better speaking right now, though, that you have to know when to remove yourself. You have to know when to remove yourself. Like, you know, you try to force situations, force relationships, force so many things to happen because we think this is what we want. We know this is what we want, but we don't know if that's what we actually need. You know what I mean? So it's a sad day all the way around. You know, it's sad.
Yeah. And it's so much negative that's happening.
Huh?
Absolutely. And they have no parents now.
Yeah, both parents.
Right. They have no parents. Yeah, both of them gone.
And then her justification was saying, oh, I didn't think there was a gun in the chamber. First of all, you shouldn't have never got the gun. You know what I'm saying? What you getting the gun for? It's not like he was beating on her. You know what I mean? So she seems to me, it seems to me like she was the aggressor in the entire relationship all the time, you know?
Right.
Men are victims also. So we don't, again, we don't want people to think that we're biased over here. The truth is what it is. So it's like she was just being, she was trying to accuse him of things that wasn't happening. And, you know, she just was in herself, in her head. It's too bad that somebody had to pay with their life for people to see that. That lady had issues.
Right. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, we were talking about it earlier. Like, they have been together for years, since they were young. And I believe Ray Queen was saying how, you know, it was a toxic relationship, because they didn't just wake up one morning and start this feud, you know, all of a sudden.
Right.
Like, this is something that had been brewing and brewing and brewing. You
right.
know, and
yeah.
he was
right.
trying to remove himself from the situation. And this
right.
made us talk about domestic violence for men as well, and how there is abuse for men, and how sometimes it's, you know, people look down on it, and the men are ashamed to say that, hey, I'm
right.
being abused, or hey, something's happening. You know,
right.
men don't really talk about it. You don't hear it that much, you know. And
right.
it's a
right.
shame.
Right.
You know, it's a shame, because now this situation has happened, and he was trying to remove himself from the situation, and now they got the four babies. And only
yep.
thing she could do is talk about, I didn't mean to kill him. But what you thought was going to happen?
Right.
And he said,
if you look it up online,
I'll kill you. She said
right.
it premeditated.
Yep.
I'll kill you.
Yep.
So therefore, honey, you said it, you meant it, you did it. You know,
absolutely.
And that's unfortunate that, you know, these children
right.
have to go through this. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
the,
another,
and
keep on language, another black family, you know, another black family
yep.
destroyed. And I'm going to say I'm not saying that this is the cause of it, but I'm just saying this, the mental illness is real, you know. The unhealthy relationship is real, you know, and just because you have multiple babies from someone doesn't mean that it's a healthy relationship.
That's
right.
a fact.
Right.
And sometimes that makes it even worse. And the thing is,
absolutely.
And that's why we like, come on now, stop using your kids against the other parents. Stop doing it. I hate that's one of my biggest pet peeves. Because, you know, Now, the first time, I don't know if after the first baby that if he was doing what you claim he was doing, then you wouldn't have had another baby by him. So, okay, at what point did you figure out that, all right, this is not the one? You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
you constantly, you're going to continue mm-hmm. having babies by him, thinking that's going to keep him and that you're going to control him. You can't control what nobody does. I don't care any shape, form, or fashion. You can't control it. You struggle
mm-hmm.
to control yourself. And well, Poop was in that video. She couldn't control herself.
Absolutely.
We have struggle. We struggle to do that. So, listen, look, just take care of your kids. You know what I'm saying? Then at a point, you're like, oh, well, they're not doing anything for the kids and this and that. You know, it's crazy. It's sad. It's all of that. It has your emotions all over the place because there were so many other things
mm-hmm.
that could have been done. You know what I mean? So people got to start
mm-hmm.
adulting. Start being grown up. I don't want to be with me, then I'm going to just move. You know what I'm saying? However,
yeah.
if you are mm-hmm. kids involved, don't forget that you have kids there that still need to be provided for and attended to. Not just giving money. Money doesn't always solve these things. You have to be attentive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to go pick you up and take you to the park or do homework with you or something. It don't always have to involve money. So it gets
and
confused
free.
On both sides. You know, it gets
mm-hmm.
confused.
And you know what?
Where,
and?
Come on.
I'm sorry, Ms. Lopetta. And know who you're having children with. Know who you're having children with, you know?
Uh-huh.
Know when it's time to use that protection because you don't want
right.
the consequences. If it's unhealthy,
right.
when you start, it's going to be unhealthy when it's done and over. And this
That's
is a
right.
sad situation of one of those things where it was unhealthy probably from the beginning. And
from the start, yeah.
Everybody wanted to stay, the baby stay. But in all reality, this is what staying got you to, you know? And
mm-hmm.
and sometimes, I mean, I'm going to say it, sometimes people use children as a pawn, you know?
They do.
Oh,
they,
you're not
no,
with
they
me,
do.
You can't see your kids, or you're not
Damn.
With me, I want money. And, you know, they
mm-hmm.
use the children as a pawn, and now we got four babies, you know, that witnessed the situation. And will
right.
forever be damaged. Forever
that's right.
be damaged,
that's
you know,
right.
from this.
That's
so traumatic.
They're
going
to have to
you know,
get some kind of counseling.
Right. And, you know, it's so sad, though, because it's like we were mentioning earlier, no one is time to let go. No one is time to
yeah.
leave.
Right.
It's that's okay. It's okay
right.
to leave a situation that you're in. When you know in your heart that is no good and nothing good is coming from it and it don't turn to love, to hate, to war, it's time to go. You know? Time to go.
Right.
It's time to go. It's time to go and work on yourself. Work on yourself. Do your healing. You know? And just work on you and take care of these babies. But don't
right.
have multiple
right.
babies and then make it seem like it's the end of the world now because you haven't had these babies.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Right.
I don't know. It's like I try to think of like what would possess her. I don't know if you were on the line, but there's a one of those memes that's going around, and it has a lady and a man sitting in the car, and the woman has the gun to the man, and she's saying till death do us part.
I heard about that one. Yeah, I heard
mm-hmm.
about that meme. Yep.
Yep.
No,
yep.
I didn't
and
that.
They have it going. They have it. I'll send it to you. They have it going around, you know, and it's saying, you know, like it could be an unhealthy relationship. And I believe they said that he tagged it on his Facebook and put to them
wow.
your part.
Listen,
so to
I
me,
got
honey,
force,
that
got
right there was
to,
mental illness at its finest.
If I have to force you to be around me, I don't want you.
Word.
Hello.
If I gotta
Word.
Threaten any part of you to be around me, I don't want you. Go ahead.
Right.
Like people, and you know what? People gotta learn. Like, stop being desperate to have somebody as your spouse. That's desperation
right.
puts people in a lot of positions that they regret.
Stop being desperate. Uh-huh. It's okay to be alone sometimes. Just because you're alone does not mean you're lonely.
Right. Hello. Amen to that.
Amen.
Amen to that. See that right there? It's a true fight, so, you know.
Yes. Because listen, you have to know yourself first anyway. And that's what's happening too. A lot of people are entering into these relationships not knowing who they are, let alone the person that you're taking on. Now you're talking about exchanging a spirit. And that's a whole nother deep show. Exchanging a spirit. Because that's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Your spirit might not be good, nor mine. My spirit might be all jacked up. And then here we're entering spaces together, and they start clashing. They start clashing.
Been there, done that.
Man, listen. Man, listen.
Mm-hmm. You heard it. You said been there, done that.
Our hearts and prayers go out to all of those that are bereaved on those situations. You know, I pray for peace and comfort in those families, you know, and I pray that whoever is taking custody of those children, that they get them the mental, the help they need, the professional help that they need, because they're going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, cycles are going to start being repeated.
Word.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And with that being said, we'll go around the round table and give our final thought, you know, on it. And wow. It's just so unfortunate. It's so sad, you know. So sad.
It is sad.
Listen to the words that are coming from our mouth. Yes. Listen, take heed, absolutely know your self-worth, love yourself enough to know that nothing changes if nothing changes. If you don't make these changes, it's not going to change. Love yourself. Love yourself. So, and thanks for all the birthdays, shout outs and messages and texts in advance and afterward and all that stuff. I love you all.
We love you too. Yeah.
We love you too.
Yes, it was a great show.
Yeah.
Yes,
I love my sister Diva. PQ Palace is where it's at, baby.
So it was definitely a great show, ladies. You know, definitely want to show the love, you know, to you, Ray Queen. We appreciate you. Love you here at the Palace. And then with the topics, it was just so, you know, it was just sad because it was like nothing good came on the news, you know, and the only good thing we had was that it was your birthday. Yeah, you know. Because everything was so negative that came on, and it was just last couple days, just a lot of stuff going on. But with that being said, there's no show this Friday. We're going to a game, so we no show this week. Friday, we will resume next week. So I believe it is Palm Sunday on Sunday, ladies.
Yes.
So definitely make sure you get the Palm.
Let this be the rock of my salvation.
That's right. Yes. So we will definitely be in the house of the Lord this Sunday. And it's a blessing to be here with you ladies. So with that being said, look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday. Same time, same place. Check these hours out on Friday for a repeat show. And then Tuesday, check us out for Slow Jams. If you guys still want to host that show, you know, let us know, different hosts each week. Otherwise, you know, our CEO will be taking care of it. But if you have, you know, some songs you want to be played and you want to be the one that's doing the hosting for that evening, check us out. Let us know. Have a blessed and safe week. Ray Queen, enjoy yourself. Mr. King in the back, make sure you treat her right and have a wonderful week. We appreciate you. And God bless you all.
Yes. Yes.
Are we off the grid?
She don't want you. Get in your bag, stay in your bag. She don't want you.
She don't want my love. I guess I gotta move on. Hey, oh yeah, oh yeah. But she don't want my love. I guess I gotta move on. Oh yeah, oh no. But she don't want my love. I guess I gotta move on. Give it all to you, baby. Brand new Mercedes, a newborn baby. And I told you you love too lazy. Damn, all you had to do was love me, baby. And that gets so frustrating, yeah. Why you wanna go and test me, baby, yeah? Degrade me and tell me I'm failing, yeah. Keep telling me things like you done trying with me, done fighting with me, yeah. Gave you a ring that was going off the deep end, yeah. On daily on my drain for the weekend. Sent you some things, yeah, when I was done drinking. Like, really with you for the wrong reason. Cause you wasn't me, tell them stop reaching. That's jealous of me. I'm salty, I need it, my wounds keep bleeding. You found a new man, oh, I gotta move on. Guess you gotta know a generous when you really know I'm gone. Think you're wrong. Guess you had to move on. On, on, on. Yeah, she don't want my love. I'm guessing I gotta move on. I guess I came a little too strong. I guess she don't want my love. I guess I gotta move on.
We gon' live, can't stop, won't stop, told y'all. See me, pull up, no problem. I can never ever be no one option. Pull up on me, but no blocks. Now you wanna say you wanna talk. Now you wanna say you wanna talk. Now you wanna say you wanna talk. Get in your bag, stay in your bag. Get in your bag, stay in your bag. Get in your bag, stay in your bag. Get in your bag, stay in your bag.